Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is, by the way, Smith Sabatino. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. And with all of that, ladies and gentlemen, let's see how this broadcast, Roland, moves along.
You know, I agree. It's a little tough sometimes to start with the disaster in Nepal.
Yes.
But I'd like to talk about that to begin
Please,
with. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, that's on the mind, it should be on the minds of everybody in the world today. You know, somehow, Carl, it just doesn't seem real. It's a half a world away for us. We watch the pictures of destruction and disbelief. We see rescuers digging for survivors or a loved one to mourn. We report the dead in numbers, not names. We can repair buildings and roads, but bodies that held the names, they're gone forever. I think, Carl, all we can do is embrace the Nepalese people in our hearts and send the relief supplies that we can. Because grief is such a painful personal hurt. Sorrow is more universal in its heartache, for it acknowledges on a higher level the collective loss to humankind. Such a tragedy.
Yes. The pictures are clearly, and I've noticed, by the way, some people, and I was with a group, who actually, she actually turned the television off. She couldn't see anymore. And I can understand that in a way, because some of the pictures are horrific. And when you look at the scope of what's happened to Kathmandu, which, and I've never been there, but I've seen pictures all my life, magnificent city. The words don't describe how beautiful that city is. Now almost leveled, historical city, 5,000 years old, gone, and the lives that have been lost. It's tragic. But one elderly man said to a reporter from Al Jazeera, as a matter of fact, it is the mountains have spoken. And I found that so poetic because he recognized that they lived in an earthquake zone. As you know, India is being pushed up against the continent of Asia. And he said, the mountains have spoken. I thought it was so profound. Really, I did. But sad, no matter how you look at it.
Well, it is. And I think what they need to know is that we care.
Yes.
And, you know, they're not forgotten. Even though we can't be there to give a hug or to hold a hand or to do something else that can be beneficial. But we can care and we can do our part in terms of giving.
Well, I think we have. As a matter of fact, the airport there, that's the one strip that is now open, the other strip is closed because it's cracked. There's cracks in the runway. That particular strip, there's just no place else to put the goodwill. The cargo planes that are flying in and out, they got no place to unload at this point in time. They're moving it away from the airport as quickly as they can.
You know, that always happens.
Always, always. Then that, well, who is prepared as
You're
this,
right.
Who,
yeah.
this one worker? And by the way, they're from Los Angeles. They have a whole group of Los Angeles smell dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And this one worker said, who is always prepared for the magnitude of this? An entire mountain slid.
Well, and California is always because of its own tectonic plate problems.
And they were, that's why they had the right people there at the right time. They were there 24 hours after the event took place.
Yeah.
So that's good. And they found that boy with the dogs. They found that boy in the hotel.
The one was 80 hours?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was the dogs that found him. They sniffed him out. So that's there is always a win. One life worth a thousand, if I may use that expression. One life for those thousand that may have been lost.
Well, we're now talking probably over 5,000 lives
easily.
Lost.
And maybe more. And, probably more.
You know, probably. And, you know, we can continue this at some point later on
on
Smith Sabatino, but
we'll pick it up.
But people need to care and people need to help as much as they can.
And there are a number of websites, ladies and gentlemen, that are going up. Just make sure that you have one that is legitimate.
Oh boy, isn't
we go
that
through
the
truth? That. So pay attention to that. But there are no through the Red Cross. I suggest through the International Red Cross website. That's where you give. That's the most prominent way and the most efficient way of doing it.
Indeed.
Let us move on into our broadcast. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. Please, ladies and gentlemen, do stay with us.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. If your bike is one of 46,000 affected by this massive 2014 and 15 model year recall, according to Harley-Davidson, you may be a dude who rides infrequently. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The main.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley-Davidson recalling 46,000 2014 and 15 model year Electras, Ultras, Glides, and Road Kings. HD's complaint department heard of 27 crashes, minor injuries from owners of bikes started while in gear. Gas bubble formation in the clutch master cylinder. Contact your local Harley dealership for an appointment to flush and rebuild the clutch master cylinder. ABM always rocks the bike to make sure it's in neutral before hitting the start button. American Biker Minute, your passport to the old road. Two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When you need money, it's tempting to cash out your retirement plan. Research shows 40% of people in their 20s and 30s have done that.
It's a costly decision. Here's an example. You're 30 years old with $20,000 in your 401k. If you cash it out, you'll only net about $14,000 by the time you pay penalties and withholding.
If you leave it alone until you're 62, you'll have $130,000, assuming you earn 6% a year. So cashing out is a short-term solution with long-term consequences.
There's a better alternative. Borrow from your retirement plan, which most plans allow for.
You'll have to pay it back with interest, but you're paying yourself, which will help you reach big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The main.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.